When is Manolo getting back, do you know?
Probably about Wednesday or Thursday. It's going to take a little longer because apparently he did something that he bumped it or something, and it aggravated it.
Yeah.
And they had to remove some blood out of the joint. As of today, I don't know exactly, but it was supposed to be Wednesday or Thursday. I'll call out, Mr. President, and find out for you. Now, you want an update on the governor?
On Manolo,
yeah.
Walter. I'm going to have him go to Florida. Don't tell anybody about it,
you know,
anybody around, family or anybody else, because I'm just going to, Saturday morning, I got a courier plan I have to send down anyway, and I'm going to have him and Fina go and split the dogs and stay there 10 or 2 weeks, which will be good, won't it?
Very good, sir.
He can sit down there.
Getting that seawater, too.
Right. Good.
All right, number two, the governor is running a temperature 102, and they don't know where it's coming from. That is because he has multiple wounds, and they don't know where it is. They do want to move him to Walter Reed. They were going to move him probably tomorrow or Friday. Now it doesn't. They don't know. By the way, I'm going to go out there in a few minutes.
They're not moving him today, then?
No, not today. And we already have their...
See, the problem is I wanted to drop by and see him, but I don't want to see him there.
Oh.
But I see, and I wouldn't do it till Friday. But you don't think he'd be at Walter Reed by Friday?
Well, let me find out more appropriately by visiting.
They don't have the slightest idea. Nobody on our staff has the slightest idea I'm going to do this. It'll be a drop because I don't want to build up
right
and not do it.
Right, sir. All right.
You mean they don't think they can move him till maybe?
No, because apparently he's building up. Might be an abscess, but they don't know where because he said there are many wounds. You know. So,
yeah.
Injuries are, and the bullet, by the way, is apparently moving up and down now. And this is an untoward reaction. And they can't go in to get it because this is, again, major surgery, and they can't subject him to major surgery again because the approach is from the back, you know. So this is another hell of a thing that's happening to him. Usually they do not remove the bullet because it's done its damage, and there's not going to be any recovery even if they removed it. However, if the bullet does move, then this poses another problem. They may have to go in. But when, I don't know. But I'm going out.
The prognosis is on the paralysis is still grim.
Still bad. Still bad.
Mm-hmm.
And,
that's too bad.
Yeah, it is too bad.
Why is it that the prognosis bad? You mean if they could get the bullet out, would that change it?
No, would not change it. You see, your initial shock is swelling. Anytime you know you hit tissue, you're going to get swelling.
Mm-hmm.
So he has swelling, and that's inside the spinal canal. Now, when that subsides, then that pressure is off, so he'll get some return of function. Up until that point, probably a matter of several weeks, they won't know how much function he's going to get back. Now, they never take the bullet out unless there's some very good reason, like movement. Because the damage is done, taking it out will not improve it. And the nerves in the spinal, in the central nervous system, never regenerate once they've been injured. It's one of those oddities because it does not have a sheath on like the nerves in the periphery. It does not regenerate, so it does make a damn bit of difference whether you leave it in or take it out. And rather than subject a patient to this trauma, which is rather large, and it's pretty significant, when you go into the back, you have to chip away a hell of a lot of bone. They just leave it in, and nothing happens anyhow afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
So, but if with the movement now, this may change, alter it. They don't know how many fibers have been injured, or how many have been just compressed by the swelling inside the spinal canal.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I go out, can I say that, well, the President wishes to send you his best wishes? I don't even know if I'll get
that. Yes, well, I think Lou Kirshner knows, but you can just say I called again. I called at 2:30. I call twice a day.
All right, sir.
And that I send my best. He indicated he didn't want to take toll. But I just say that I sent my best wishes that I'm at Camp David. Okay?
Right, sir.